his friend, the Shir should be a special schus for Rabbi Marani Mirazi Sheyichil Nishmas, Marzesa Bas Rav Shmuel, and the schus Moshe Rabbi Peshadina, the Bracha Batslach Bachomase Yadav. And we're going to be learning Besidat Tishmaya Tshuva of the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Menashe Katan Klein. He has a Tshuva in the sixth volume of his Mishnah Halachas, Simen Yotches. If you can believe someone to say that he's bar mitzvah, he comes to shul. You bar mitzvah? Yeah. Can you believe him or not believe him? He looks maybe and maybe no. There's a tshuva written in the second of Av in the year Tov Shin Lamed. So, going back over 50 years ago. Adrashe losam Hashem asomcha al kol shenichon zu beis hamedrash min aminyan v'sholom osim akvar bar mitzvah v'shelas piu v'omer hein mitzarfen osel aser l'chol dover shebekdusha v'ayinam manus l'kotin. So you asked me, a bachar, his name was Yisrael Yosef Yakubovich. You said, how is it possible that we believe a kid who comes into shul and says he's bar mitzvah? He should have no nemanus. How can we have no nemanus for a katan? You don't know that he's a gadol or not. So how can you even say he's a gadol? That's the shaila. So Rav Menashe answers as follows. Mavur b'perek yotzei dofen daf mem vov. We have a gemara in Meseches Nidan daf mem vov. Omer Rav Ketana shegil l'chal shon sein tzarech b'dika. That a Ketana, the famous Chazoka de Rava, a Ketana who reached her years, doesn't require bedika, she doesn't need to be checked to see if she brought Shtei Cyrus, because to be a Gdola, you need to be 12 years old and to have brought two pubic hairs. You don't check her. The Chazoka Shevi Shtei Cyrus. It's a Chazoka that she brought her Shtei Cyrus. And that's called Chazoka de Rava. Mavur sham deraklam miun hu dein tzricha bedika, aval lechalitza tzricha bedika, the Chazaka Shevi Shtei Cyrus, zeh raklam miun, aval lechalitza boi bedika. So when it comes to miun, miun is that a girl beneath the age of 12 can refuse her, if she was married off by her mother or by her siblings, she can refuse the marriage. So when it comes to miun, the Gemara says that no bedika is required, that if she reaches the age of 12 and you're not sure if she has Shtei Cyrus or not, assume that she can no longer do miyun, because assume that she already brought Shtei Cyrus. When it comes to chalitza, if she wants to do chalitza, in order to be, for it to be a valid chalitza, we require bedika. The Ramon Arachaim Simen Nunhei Sifei writes, Shekol Shigil Chlash Noisev Machzikina Noisev Kagadol. When someone turns the age of 13 or 12, you assume that that person is a gadol. V'omelin Yezed Mistom Ahevi Beis Cyrus. You assume that he brought two Cyrus, and this from the Tshuva Samarik, and Shoresh Memtes, in the name of the Michtam. And the reason that we're Samech and Chazaka de Rava is because when somebody reaches the age of Bar Mitzvah, you assume that they brought Simanim, the Magen Avram, right? So the reason is that Tfilas de Rabbanan. And the Magen Giborim writes that even if we say Tfilas de Raisa, the Tseiruf La'asar is de Rabbanan. So since we're only in the realm of de Rabbanan, you could be Somech on the Chazaka de Rava that he brought Shtei Cyrus, and you don't have to check him out. So you see that mid de Rabbanan, we don't have to be Mevara, rather we're Somech on the Chazaka de Rava, and we believe him or her that the simanim were already brought. And Memela, in our case, since we're dealing with the Rabbanan, we're Somech on the person who said that he already reached the age of 13, because we're only dealing with the Rabbanan, so you don't have to be Mevarer. So just like if you know that somebody reached the age, you don't have to be Mevarer, you don't have to check if they have Cyrus, so too, if you don't even know if they're 13, but they come into shul and they say, I'm a bar mitzvah boy, then you can be Somech on the fact that they're telling the truth and that they brought Shtei Cyrus, we're only dealing with the Rabbanan. Ivra, the Haramban, the truth is, says Rav Menashe HaKotan, the Ramban in the first parak of Chulin, and the Mulchamas, and so too in the Ran and Pesachim, they say that even in the Rabbanan, if you can be Mavari, you're Mavari, you're not Somech, and a Sof, you're not Somech Mesofek. If you can be Mavari, you're Mavari. And the Shut Rabach, already in Simon Lamed Ches, asks, why were Somech and Tefillah in this Chazokik? If you can be Mavari, why don't you be Mavari? So the Magen Giborim says that we're not became the Bedika Cyrus. Shema Shumahein. Maybe these Cyrus are a Shuma. What's a Shuma? see in the Gemara, in Meseches Nida, over there in that sugya, it says there, Ben Teshanim Shevi Beis Cyrus Shuma. We ben Tesad Yud Beis Shanav Yomechad Shuma. That everyone agrees with regard to a 9-year-old boy developed two hairs, that this isn't considered a sign of puberty, because they are considered hairs that grow on a mole. And this isn't a real sign of bagrus. And so too, from the age of 9 till the age of 12 in one day, even if the hairs have not fallen out, it's still considered a mole. And then if he's 13 and one day old and he's grown two hairs, that everybody indicates that it's a sign that's puberty. So that's in the Gemara. But says the Mogen Giborim, She'enanu b'kim b'bedikas Cyrus Shema Shumahem. The reason we're somech and tefillah mechazaka is because we don't know. We don't know if it's a sign or not, so we don't even bother checking. V'dvarav niflaimi men, he says, Menashe HaKatan, I don't understand. Nimkein lolam no nivdok. He says, I don't understand. The whole word is that you're not sure if it's a shuma, then we should never check, because as he said, there's another view that if even after you check, it remains a suffix. That's not considered you could be mavar, so it turns out that you can never really be mavar, because every time you're mavar, you still have a suffix after the bayer, after you check it out. So then you should never check. And yet we see in Evan Ezra that you do check. So to say that it's always a shuma is a difficult idea to swallow. So I'd like to explain as follows. The Rashba writes, brought in the Prima Gadim, Yaradeo Chos Trefus. Just like you check the lungs, why don't you check all the Yudches Trefus? We rule, Hechad Yafshir Yikal Levurim Mevarina. That if you can be Mevar, you have to be Mevar. So why are we Mevar? Yudches Trefus, after we check the animal, check to see if it's a trefa. Answers the Rav, why are you somichan? Rov behemis ksheris. Hechadika le mavur mavarina. If you can be mavar, you mavar. So answers the Rashba, Dachala mikri glavur, kem dika tircha yaseru, lift up, it's a great tircha, it's a big tircha, to check the yudbase trefus. That's not called ikalavure. Ulafiza oimrani. And according to this, I say also, Hochanami. Is there going to be a bizayon here? That's the shayla. Just like the Rashba says, you're not checking Yudches Trefus because it's a tircha. So I say that you don't check out to see if he's really bar mitzvah. There's going to be a bizayon. But kama deraisa lechashinan lo botkinan. Komokom echav damdik udrak midrabanan. Heimam revheimam shol vazosa. So if the deraisa, the bedik is on a deraisa level, then you have to check it out. But if the bedika is only on a derabbanan level, then you don't have to. So even if you say that on a derabbanan level you have to be mevarer, so here there's a tircha yaseira, because the katan is going to come to shul and he's going to say I'm bar mitzvah, and you're going to say to him, all right, show me your passport. Okay, good, you're 13. Now let's go to the bathroom and check if you have two Cyrus. That's a big bizayon. And every time he goes to shul, they're going to check him out. It's going to be mamish. It's going to be in all social media, all the newspapers, that's what Orthodox people do. They take kids in the they take kids and they bring them. I'm saying, I don't even want to say what it would sound like. It would just sound terrible. And we know it's in order to check if he's a gadol. Everything is kosher v'yosher. But it wouldn't sound good, and it would be a bizayon to the kid. So since it be Zion, and anyway we have Chazaka de Rabba, that the Horaisa were cool, because you could be Somech, and even if you say that Hecha de Efshel Avurim Avarinan, but here we're only dealing with a din derabbanan, saying the whole tefillah is derabbanan. So there's a lot more room to be makel. Just to summarize the shittas, the shittas hamarit in chelik aleph mem tes is that midaraisa it's a chazaka gemura, it's only chashash derabbanan. Shittas hamaram koshtilitz, word of the marit, is that the chazaka is only derabbanan, because midaraisa the nar is dying becheskas katnas, you have to bring a raya brewer that he's a gadol. Shittas hamagid mishnah and gerushin yid aleph is that midaraisa there's a suffik, because the chazaka the rav is misnagid lecheskas katnas, so you're not sure deraisa. Shittas avnei nezer avnei nezer reish tesvav is the midaraisa the chazaka is very good, only midarabanan needs a bear bakum shef shalavarer. So here you have a machlokas. Can you be samech on a deraisa? Is it a chazaka deraisa only derabanan? But here anyway we're only dealing with a din derabanan to be mitzarif into a minion. So a din derabanan b'tzeruf that it's going to be a pizayin for the kid, we could be makel, and you don't have to examine him. So this that it's a bizayon helps us for the checking out of Shtei Cyrus. What about that he's 13 years old? So a father is believed to say that he's 13 years old. But look in the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Samach Tes. But if the father's not with the kid in shul, there's nobody be made. It's just Yusamech on the kid himself. So again, the Cyrus, you have the Bizayon. So in order not to be Monei Bizayon, we can be Samech on the Chazaka de Rav. But Chazaka de Rav is only if you know that he's 13. So here, how do you know that he's 13? So in this, Rabbi Nasha says, "Umashinir lechadish b'zeh dehot akad neinu mitstari for rak midrabbanan." Across machta be'almahu, Masha smachu akrod in mikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. That akad is not mitstari for is only din derabbanan, and we even asmachta from the pasuk v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. And why not a katan? Because it's not derech kavanat sibor that a katan should be with them. It's zilusa, and therefore he's not mitstari for l'chol dvarim shebikdusha. Some are even matir and orachaim nunhei to be mitzari for katan b'shas hadchak. So most achronim are cholek on that. Almost everybody says no. But here, is it really a zilusa de tzibura? When is it a zilusa de tzibura? When is it a zilzol de tzibur that a katan is mitzareif? If you know that he's a katan. But here he says that he's a gadol. So that's already not a zilzol. So that's Miyashi of the Minaga Olam. That as far as checking out him for Cyrus, you have the Chazaka de Rava, and if you can't be Samech on the Chazaka de Rava, you have to be Mevarer. So, still, it's a Zilzel, and you don't want it to be a Zilzel for the child, and also, especially today, it would probably cause a big Chil Hashem. And as far as his shanim goes, you could be mitzayir for the fact that it's not a zilzul for the tzibur. The reason you need a gadol to be mitzayir to a minion is because it's a zilzul for the tzibur. But if he says he's 13, so at least you're misupik, so that's not a zilzul for the tzibur anymore. And also, it's a milsa davide legluy lo mishakri inshi, something that you can find out. So assume he's not going to lie. You can find out how old he really is when he's having his bar. Oh, he's having his bar mitzvah in 2 weeks. He's not going to start claiming that he's a gadol if he knows afterwards he's having a bar mitzvah. So therefore, that's how Rav Menashe HaKotan is Miyashiv Minaga Olam, to be Somechan Chazaka de Rava. And the best way to learn the sugya is to learn the Gemara in Nida and Daf Memvav, And there's a lot, obviously a lot more to say. We discussed in the past, and Hashem will discuss in the future. And there's a very chashuv tshuva about this in Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Siman Zayin, Ayin Sham. So we should be zochah to see continuing the flows of Mitaras Hashem and lachzor l'lishnos perek zeh. Shalom, shalom, sweetest of the beloved.